Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Monday, May 10th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Russian President Vladimir Putin took the oath of office for his second term. However, Christians aren't very excited about his landslide election. Alexander Botanov is with Russian ministries in Moscow. He doesn't expect religious freedom to be a top priority. He says religious freedom issues have already been suspect.
When you start a new church or train new people or rent a building for different church activities, we face more and more problems when we try to do that. They're not inclined to give us more freedom, and we don't expect them to be more open in the future.
Next, a ministry that partners with the National Church in 5 countries around the world is looking for a few good men and women this summer. Christian World Outreach provides leadership, pastoral, and vocational training. Greg Yoder is with Christian World Outreach, who's working with 65 churches in Haiti, and says you're needed this summer.
One of our needs is work teams. We enjoy taking people so they can see the ministry happening firsthand. So we need people that are willing to go on a short-term mission trip. This summer, we have a team going to Haiti in July to do a vacation Bible school that we hold annually.
And finally, Gospel for Asia is excited that one of their missionary pastors has finally had his day in court. We received news from Nepal that Pastor Manja Tamong's case went before the judges of the Nepali Supreme Court late last week. GFA reports the judges examined the case in a 5-hour hearing. The judges are expected to issue a verdict May 27th. Tamong has been in prison on trumped-up murder charges for 2 years. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book In the Image of God from Wycliffe Bible Translators, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.